Singer-songwriters Stephen Fearing and Andy White will be playing the Hillside Festival this year. This year's visit will be a bit different from previous appearances because they will be playing together as Fearing and White, the project they started with a self-titled album in 2011. They've just released its follow-up, Tea and Confidences. We caught up with Andy White in Edmonton. It's great to talk to you today, Andy.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Well, it's good to have you and Stephen back in Guelph. You will be at this year's Hillside Festival. you've played together a lot at different festivals, but now officially you will be the Fearing White combination.
Exactly. I mean, we've actually both played Hillside itself separately, but this is the first time we're going to do it together and build as Fearing and White. And it's the first time we've done it since either of our two albums have been released. So it's a kind of homecoming for us because we spent so much time in Guelph, so we're very happy to be doing it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of cool that you will be here. It's the second album, right? Because you in 2011, you released the Fearing and White album, and now we also have the follow-up, Tea and Confidences.
Yeah.
You know, I'm curious about how you managed to put things together, because you are now, although originally from Northern Ireland, you now live in Melbourne, Australia. Stephen, although previously lived in Guelph, headed out to Nova Scotia. Do you find it challenging to get together to work on music?
Well, the first time we met each other was in Winnipeg, funny enough, and at the Folk Festival there backstage. We hit it off. Stephen knew my previous work. It was the very first time I'd played solo in Canada from 1998. And I didn't know Stephen's work, but I knew that he was on True North, which I was on at the time. So we really hooked up and started just the idea of writing together. And I guess I'm saying all that because I separately knew very old friends who I'd met through my sisters who lived in Guelph, and Stephen actually lived in Guelph. So it wasn't even that I had to come to Guelph to write with Stephen. I was coming once a year to Guelph socially, and the Stephen thing, the writing collaboration, yeah, it evolved very organically, really, and naturally, and very many, very short writing sessions. Whenever I'd come through Canada with a new record or whatever of my own, and Stephen actually played in the band, he played electric guitar in the band playing my music, and then we started more regularly to write, and eventually, you know, we instead of finishing off each other's songs, we actually started a song together in Guelph around his kitchen table and wrote If I Catch You Crying, which Blackie and the Rodeo Kings then covered, and, you know, it went from there, really. That was the starting point, was writing the song from scratch together.
Now, you both have very strong solo careers. I'm just curious as to... I know, obviously, Stephen's involved with Blackie. I'm not sure whether... Are you involved in any other combos apart from your solo stuff and what you do with Stephen?
I did have... in the 90s, I hooked up with Liam O'Mainley.
Oh, that's right. That's a that's the Flowers. ALT thing.
Yeah, ALT.
Oh, yeah, that's a great album. Yeah.
Oh, have you got it? I'll have to check
it. I have it. Well, I'm a big Tim Finn fan. Actually, I'm a big Finn Brothers Split Enz fan as Andy White fan. I mean, it's a good album, that.
Oh, Altitude's amazing. It was Liam O'Mainley from Hollis Flowers. He was the L. Tim Finn from from Split Enz, and his solo career was the T, and I was the A. So we were called ALT. It was a really special record we made together, and we did a world tour and.
Yeah, because you did a live album as well, yeah.
Yeah,
no, I actually have both. Do you still do stuff with them now or not?
Well, I'm in touch with Tim, actually, well, because of where I live, really. I mean, he's one of the reasons I moved to Melbourne. And he and Neil both live in Auckland now because they have kids and young kids and they wanted them to grow up in New Zealand. So they've moved back. But I'm certainly in touch with Tim. And there's always an ALT story around the corner or... something. Yeah, I mean, there's a track on my new solo record which Tim and I really started. I mean, we've written a lot of stuff, us two, and if anybody out there is interested in some amazing songwriting, I mean, Tim and Neil Fenn are the best at it, and that record Altitude shows off Tim's writing really well as having the kind of Irish thing which Liam and I brought to it. So yeah, that's the only other collaboration I've ever done, though I must say it was a lot of fun, but we didn't do it as seriously as the Fearing and White thing. Fearing and White is really a commitment by Stephen and I to the project, which is great.
And my sense is that the Fearing and White combination, I mean, it's a collaboration that's growing. I mean, you know, now you're not just meeting up at festivals and, you know, sharing a stage together. You're actually, you know, as you mentioned, actually committing to write songs together for, you know, which particularly for this new album. Do you see this as...
That was the second part of the extremely long answer I gave you to the first question.
Yeah.
Well, the second part of it is that for the second album, we changed that process because Stephen wasn't in Guelph. I was in Melbourne. So we actually met up with two longer writing sessions, one in Halifax and one in Salt Spring Island, like on opposite sides of the country. One in the blizzard in the winter, guess which one that was, and one in the height of summer in July. So, yeah, we changed the way we worked. We changed the story up for every record. So that's, sure, getting together is the most difficult thing, but when we do, we try and make it really count.
Is there a lot of pressure in a situation like that where you know that you're there for, you know, only, what, 10 days or something, and you hope to have, enough songs on most of an album?
You bet. It's a blank sheet of paper.
Yeah.
And we don't bring many really prearranged ideas. So the pressure's on, and we climbed that mountain, and it was a mountain to climb, but we got it done. That's what we do. We've written songs for years, and we've got enough experience to do it, but you've just got to have that spark of magic as well in it. And I think we got there on Tea and Confidence as a new record, for sure.
From the point of view of your own writing style, do you find that your style when you're working with Stephen changes a lot, or are you still able to write in the way you would if you were working on solo stuff?
Well, it's a combo of bringing different things to the table. Like, Stephen obviously brings his virtuoso guitar work. So he can have a guitar idea I'd never have ever. But then I bring a lyrical thing that he'd never have, and he's just like almost shocked by some of the lines, and then he gets used to them or into them, or we argue about them. And it's great for me because it's just editing face to face, because you just bounce ideas off each other. And what you miss because it's not one viewpoint, you really gain because two people have written a lot of songs have really... I mean, we don't just knock these out. We knock them out maybe at the start, but then we really work at them. So we're absolutely, by the time that they get recorded, you know, we're very, very happy with them. And that's two people who've got, you know, we've maybe got 25 albums between us. So it's like there's a lot of experience going on there, as well as the basic instinct which starts it all off.
And I think that the Guelph connection was reinforced because you recorded, I think, at Scott Merritt's The Cottage Studio as well. Is that right?
Yeah. Scott is a very integral part of the whole procedure. The first record, once we'd done the short writing sessions, we'd go and demo the songs at Scott's. It was totally natural for us to do the first record there, and, you know, it was totally natural for us to do the second record there because we were so pleased with the first one. And we knew Scott's got that Beatley pop thing as well as the rootsy thing, and that's kind of why Stephen and I work well together, because he's got that roots, the real thing, the roots thing in his blood. And I've got that UK pop, which I was just brought up listening to. So we put them both together, and that's the way it is. And Scott's into both those types of music, so it kind of works.
Oh, that's great. And Gary Craig sitting in on drums, except I think Ray Ferrugia from Junkhouse and Tom Wilson's Lee Harvey Osmond Band, I think, was in there as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, Gary got a mystery virus during the first record, which was some bizarre kind of flu. I'm not sure where it's from, so I'm not going to say. But Ray stepped in, did a great job on the first record, and then both of them played on the second one. But it was mainly Gary.
Right.
So, Gary's an amazing drummer, and he's going to be playing with us at Hillside.
And Jeff Bird from the Cowboy Junkies on harmonica as well.
Yeah, you're in Guelph, and you want a harmonica, of course.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone. Yeah. Jeff Bird, so he's the best ever harmonica player. And a lovely, lovely guy. And I sang every word of both albums through one of his microphones, so it's perfect, really.
Now, when Fearing and White get together now, am I right in thinking that you play bass rather than 12-string or 6-string
guitar? Yeah,
both.
I play bass. I mean, I grew up playing bass. Jan, that's my... I played bass for years and years. I was in an orchestra, and I played in punk bands and all sorts of things. And so I love playing bass. Playing bass and singing, especially singing harmony, is a huge challenge. And I worship at the mighty feet of Sting and Paul McCartney when I do it. And it's a great challenge, and it's one of the most fun things about Fearing and White. But I play acoustics as well, because we can go from real rocking, like Sanctuary on the second album, to Immigrant Song, which is totally acoustic. So there's a great dynamic range we find in the show, and I hope we can put that across the Hillside.
Yeah, so tell us about the show itself. It'll feature music from both of the Fearing and White albums?
Yeah, predominantly the second one. Yep. We did a great launch of it in the first one in We did it in, where do we do it? Dublin Street Church? Yeah, that was lovely. So we played most of the songs in Guelph, but we'll hopefully do an actual Fairy and White show at some point, you know, maybe next year, early next year sometime. But we'll be predominantly playing the second record.
And I'm assuming that you're already thinking about a third set of songs for Fearing and White?
Well, yeah, it's an ongoing, it is a serious project. More than the Alt thing was, it's, we definitely, Steve and I, are definitely thinking about, you know, not just arriving, meeting at an airport or along in McQuaid's and renting gear and playing that evening. We're thinking of meeting maybe 3 or 4 days before the tour starts and putting some ideas on the table. So yeah, we're talking about it for sure. It's an ongoing thing. It's a, we've got a great bond, you know. We grew up at the same time, really, in Belfast and Dublin, which is a very short distance, but it's a big difference growing up in those two places. But we share an awful lot of things because we grew up at the same time, for sure.
Now, I'm curious as to how this collaboration fits in with your solo stuff, because I think in the last year you've released a new album in the UK, and I'm not sure if it's elsewhere, but that's the How Things Are album.
Yeah.
And then before that, it was, what, the 21st Century Troubadour project as well?
Yeah, 21st Century Troubadour was a record, a double album, which really is based on a book which I wrote. I took a long time writing a book, which came out about 2009 or 10. And it's really a story. It's more like a novel, and it's definitely not my autobiography. Though if you know me, then you see me as the main character. But it's meant to be able to be read if you don't know anything about me at all. But it's about this Irish guy who travels the world with a guitar and a bag so heavy it shows up on Google Earth as an island. And it's a part truth, a part fantasy tale about this troubadour who's searching for something. And I did, it really included lots of songs I'd written up to that point, and I put them together along with a CD of readings from the book, which I wrote music for. So it's like a sort of half audiobook, half compilation of my earlier stuff. And that came out a few years ago in Europe. But the new record, How Things Are, is the first studio album I've done for years, and it's only really out in Europe. And we're waiting until the Fearing and White stuff dies down, and then I'll do my own solo tour next year when I can play the songs. Because it's really strange having a new album out and you do a Fearing and White concert. And I can sell copies of it there, but I don't play any of the songs from it, so the release of it gets a bit confusing. So I'm going to wait until after the Fearing and White stuff's died down.
So I imagine you will be back in Canada in 2015 on a solo tour?
For sure, yeah.
No, that's great.
Not quite sure when. It's either June or near the end of the year. But the Fearing and White stuff, I think we come back to Ontario at the start of next year, and then festivals in the summer, and then either then or later in the year I'll do my solo stuff, because I really need always to play Guelph or that region, because it's, I don't know, it's, I've got a lot of links to there and love it there, really.
Well, it is a great place, so we're very lucky that
you want to
come here as well. We just have a few seconds left. What I'd like to do is to get you just to let everyone know how they can learn more about the Fearing and White project and obviously also your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the best way to do that?
Best way to do it, I think, is to just have a look on the internet. Look at fearingandwhite.com, and then you can go from there to one of either our separate websites like andywhite.com or stephenfearing.com, or the Facebook site we try to keep up with as much as we can. And there's lots to sort of explore with two people. As in the Alt thing, there's so much depth there if you want to really explore. And if people are more familiar with Stephen's stuff, well, and they like Fearing and White, then there's a lot of my stuff to investigate if you're interested.
No, you're absolutely right. I do like the Fearing and White website, and it's a nice place to step off. And then for people who may not be familiar, as you mentioned, maybe they know Stephen's work and not yours, or maybe they're more familiar with yours and haven't really dipped into Stephen. It's great to be able to talk to you today. We've got one thing that I would like to do, and that is to get you to introduce a song from Fearing and White's new album, which is entitled Tea and Confidences. What would you like us to play?
Well, since we've been talking like this with the sort of slant to my solo stuff, why don't you play Think of Me Like Summer? Because it's a beautiful song which just sums up that feeling, not only a personal feeling for me, which is very real, but the Canadian summer mood, which is, I think it's a special thing because it's so different to your winter. And I think the summer for you has a special, it has a special meaning for sure, because it's just the complete opposite of your winter. And certainly as a metaphor, it is very useful and enlightening to think about. So it's not a track which is normally played on the radio, so I think it's exciting if you play Think of Me Like Summer.
That's great. This is Fearing and White and Think of Me Like Summer from the new album, Tea and Confidences. Remember, they will be at the Hillside Festival this year. If you want to get information on that, head to hillsidefestival.ca. Andy, it's been a pleasure, and I can't wait to having a chance to chat with you about the solo stuff as well.
Pleasure, Jan. And if you're at Hillside, yeah, come up and say hello.
Definitely will. Definitely okay. Will. Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I can't make you love me, though I know you care. There's flies on the windshield, dust in my hair. I can't take you with me, though you know I wanted to. Evening falls magenta, and the ocean deep and blue. I can't make you love me, though I know you could. So when you're thinking of me, think of me like summer. Think of me like summer. You treated me like family, showed me who you are. You opened up your heart to me. We were talking at the bar. Fall in the air, in the leaves, in the forest. Fall in your hair, in the wings of the birds flying over us. Think of me like summer all the time. Think of me like summer, our doors drinking wine. And think of me like summer, with your ice cream smile. Think of me like summer, crickets in the cedars keeping time. Think of me like summer. I can't make you love me. I can show you that I care. I got room in my heart. I want you to be there. I can't make you love me, though I know you could. So when you're thinking of me, summer. Think of me like summer. Think of me like summer.